Hey everyone, welcome to my new series called Master of My Fate, where I interview creatives, entrepreneurs, and free thinkers. My very first guest is Gabe Ribeiro. He's a 20-year-old Newark, New Jersey native and founder of The Newark Project. The way it's going to work is I'm going to send him a FaceTime call, and that's what you're about to see. So, enjoy. Hey, what's good, man? How's it going? What are you up to right now?
I'm at a park. I just got off of work, so...
Give me, like, a 1 minute, like, who you are and what do you do, and then I'll try to deconstruct that and try to figure some more things out.
All right, so my name is Gabe Ribeiro. I'm from Newark. I've born and raised here in Newark, and about a year and a half ago, I got into graphic design and just did... the business of creativity and the creativity of business as well. And ever since, I've been just trying to explore different ways to express myself and get my work out there. And, you know, I'm just, it's a daily grind, and I'm still figuring it out.
I want to get into your backstory. Obviously, you mentioned you grew up in Newark. What part of Newark and what was it like?
Well, I've been in the Ironbound for 20 years, and I'm 20 years old, so yeah. Yeah.
Tell me more about, because you skipped the part where you're the founder of what exactly?
Of the Newark Project. The Newark Project is basically a creative enterprise making Newark-inspired and branded merchandise involving the city. I like to say that the Newark Project serves as a creative steward to Newark, so we're basically just serving up creativity, anything Newark-inspired, and we sell this. We started off with stickers. Stickers was like the easiest entry for me to get my work out there.
Why did you start this project, and what does Newark mean to you?
Well, the reason I started the project was because I had gotten into graphic design and I started making Snapchat geofilters. So there's a couple for a couple of streets. There's one on Market Street. There's one for Military Park, Riverfront Park. And then I made one for the entire city. And it's the marquee sign of the Paramount Theater in downtown Newark. And, you know, I was really proud of that one. I really liked that one, and I like seeing the stats. So you can go on Snapchat. They have statistics of how many people have used it and how many views. I think it just hit 20 million views, which is massive. And then I really liked the design because you see that marquee sign everywhere, and I decided to get it printed on stickers. I don't know where the idea came from to get stickers. They look pretty dope, so I shared it with some friends, and I said, you know, I think other people should know about this. And so I started the project basically to share my work that I had done previously through Snapchat geofilters, and then it grew into more than that. So now I make designs outside of Snapchat, and I'm moving away from stickers, trying to make just more interesting and novelty items, I guess.
Yeah, so I was actually very surprised when I met you, because I never knew who was the person behind those geofilters, and you're probably the one responsible for most of the geofilters in Newark, right?
I don't know most, because I know a lot have been uploaded since, because I don't go on Snapchat as often anymore, but I'll go on and I'll see a bunch of new stuff that I didn't see 3 to 6 months ago. So,
but you're the one who created the iconic Newark Paramount filter for Snap.
The one on, yes, that one.
So you say you're into graphic design. How did you get into that? Did you study that in high school? Are you studying that in college? What was going on?
Well, let's say I had like 2 or 3 major changes already. Major changes, not like big changes in my life. I mean, like college, what I wanted to do in college. And, you know, even on my third try, I'm like, this still isn't the one. And somehow I got into the idea of business and, you know, taking things into my own hands. And I think being in Newark really helped, because there's a huge, like, entrepreneurship boom in Newark. And I'm basically a product of my environment. We have things like Founders. There's Newark Venture Partners. There's a bunch of influencers and inspiring people. They're taking their fate into their own hands, and that was really inspiring. And I knew that I wanted to do that. But I also knew that I wanted to do something creative. So I picked up graphic design one day. I'm like, all right, this is pretty cool. Because I've always I guess you can say I've had like an OCD, and like graphic design with the shapes and the letters, like it's sort of like, it's calming, I guess, and I get to create things. And, you know, I slowly after that, I started watching more videos and reading more content about graphic design, started going up the learning curve.
So and, you were studying this formally in college?
No, all on my own.
So all your graphic designing skills were just on your own? And was it just like through watching YouTube videos, or like do you have mentors, or?
Just YouTube and any other resources I could find.
Oh, so I was looking through your Instagram account, and I noticed you have a picture with the mayor wearing your hat. So first of all, how did you get him to wear your hat? And I also noticed that you were at the Newark Voice Summit, and he was in, I guess, one of their promo videos, also wearing your hat. So how did that all come about?
So me meeting the mayor, I was walking to a restaurant, and I was wearing, in that photo, I'm wearing a shirt that has a picture of Muhammad Ali and Pele hugging. And
legends, it says, like, legends never die. Yeah, I was looking at it right now.
And I had... He asked me where I got that shirt, or his security guard asked me where I got that shirt, and then he turned around. He's like, oh, that's a dope shirt. He's like, where'd you get it? And I was like, oh, I had actually designed that shirt and had it printed just for fun and to see the quality of the shirt and whatever. And I was like, oh, I had made it. And then I felt like, oh, I also made this. And I always carry like an extra hat in my bag, I guess for emergency purposes or whatever. But I was like, oh, I made this too. And I pulled it out and I gave it to him. And he was... I mean, I guess he enjoyed it. He's like, yo, let me take a photo with you right now. I was like, for sure. And he tagged me and everything. And I was so humbled and honored that, you know, this is the mayor of Newark. And he thought that something I had made, you know, was pretty cool. And then the second part where he shows up on the promo video, I have nothing to do with that. Well, I gave him the hat, but it was playing on the screen. And my friend was standing next to me, and he's like, yo. Like, the mayor's got your hat on. I turned around and I just couldn't believe it, because this was it was like the official promo video for the whole voice conference that was held in Newark. I just, you know, I guess things happen, and I was amazed. So yeah.
So you're definitely slowly working your way up to being a like a real thought leader in Newark. So you told me you started the Newark project in November. That's less than a year ago. And I mean, you seem like you're a very ambitious person, so I'm just going to ask you, like, where do you see the Newark Project in the next 5 years and then the next 10 years?
I don't know, honestly. I didn't know that I would be here within, I think it's 9 or 10 months. As I said before, I started as an experiment because I wanted to see if like stickers was an actual way to get my work out, if people actually cared about little... novelty or, you know, random merchandise. And I basically wanted to see if I was capable of doing something like that. And so honestly, I don't know where I'm going to be, but I know that I'm going to keep creating and making different kind of items and just serving as a creative steward. That's a real phrase that I've picked up on, just being a creative steward and offering things that I've made, you know, to the city and to the world.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. All right, Gabe. So it's approaching our 10 minutes right there. So real quick, like, tell the people, the audience, where they can find you.
Well, they can find me at the Newark Project. And I have to make sure that I tell people Newark is spelled N-O-R-K. My personal is Gabe.RBR, Twitter too.
Yeah, man. And so, like I mentioned before, I'm going to call this segment, this like video series, Master of My Fate, inspired by my favorite poem, Invictus, by William Henley. And so I want you to end this by saying, my name is blank, and I am the master of my fate.
Sure. My name is Gabe, and I am the master of my fate.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for thinking of me, bro.
Yo, for sure, man. Gotta represent Newark out here. All right, man. Be safe.
I'll see you around.
All right, later.
Bye.
Thank you.